You know, now that it's Easter, let's ask, what has died in you this Lent that new life might emerge? What did you give up? What did you do? What do you intend to continue doing or doing without to grow closer to Christ? That's essentially what Paul was talking about when he wrote, "Are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. For if we have grown into union with him through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection." Now, Christ's death was a different type of death than Adam's, which was the result of attempting to assume God's prerogative, determining right and wrong, which was symbolized in taking the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve took it, died, decayed. The difference between Jesus' death and Adam's is alluded to in Christ being raised on the third day, after which corruption sets in according to the Jewish mind. Adam's death and decay was the result of sin. Jesus didn't decay. His death was a different type of death. It wasn't the result of sin, but of fidelity and love, which opened the end to a new beginning, which has no end. You have been brought into this. You've been baptized into Jesus, Paul was saying, so that his death of fidelity and love and his new life has become yours, if we have grown into union with him through a death of fidelity and love like his. You see, it's both God's gift and our opportunity and responsibility. That's the Christian life and the goal of Lent, which naturally culminates, as it does tonight, in baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist. Christianity is about transformation of the human heart and of the world, which was captured powerfully on Holy Thursday and Good Friday. For as we experienced on Thursday, the bread and the wine that Jesus took, blessed, broke, and gave only have meaning in relation to what Jesus said they are. This is my body. This is my blood. The bread and the wine, which are provided by us, are transformed into Jesus, sacrificed and raised from the dead, providing a transformative encounter with the risen Lord, who, when received in faith, works to transform the hearts of the communicants. And the shape this transformation takes in a fallen world, we beheld on Friday in Jesus' passion. Friends, you have died with Christ and were raised with him. Let the holy water, soon to be sprinkled on you, remind you of this great grace given you at your baptism. And when you renounce sin and evil and Satan, and then profess the faith by which you promise to live, remember your responsibility, your mission to seek what is above, to grow into union with Jesus through a death of fidelity and love like his. And when you come forward for Holy Communion, see in that little host God, who is love, who loves you, and who has humbled himself to share in our humanity so that you may share in his divinity. World without end. Amen.